Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Thank you so much to all of you who are texting 51551 about your situation. We are looking at all of them, going through them. And as you heard in the headlines there, the Taoiseach came in for criticism today over the government response to Storm Éowyn as he met with families left without power and heat and water and phone communications for 5 days now. As 168,000 homes and businesses remain without electricity, and over 30,000 people still have no water, Micheál Martin defended the storm response so far, saying everything is being done to assist humanitarian efforts in communities across the country. He also pledged resources to support the restoration of vital utilities, but he warned it will take time. Now, Drive Time's John Cook joins us from County Roscommon, where the Taoiseach spent half the day today, John, in some of the worst affected areas, I believe.
That's right, Cormac, with calls for the Dáil to be recalled to discuss the crisis faced by so many in counties like this and others across the West and Midlands. The government's senior figures are using today as an opportunity to see the response for themselves, to meet those people on the ground affected by Storm Éowyn and the power outages, and to defend itself in the face of opposition criticism. The Social Protection Minister, Dara Cailleary, in Connemara today in the Aran Islands, for instance, and Taoiseach Micheál Martin in County Roscommon, where thousands remain without power, heat, water and phone coverage for a fifth day after the devastation of Storm Éowyn. His first stop was in Castlereagh, where he met council workers clearing fallen trees from the town's historic domain walkway, before he went to the Gaff, a community youth facility that's doubling up as an emergency response hub, offering light and heat, water, food preparation facilities and charging ports to local families without basic utilities. It's run by the Castlereagh Town Team, whose chairperson Susan Gaynor told me they swung into action at the weekend to help local residents who face a long wait for power to be restored.
So they're giving anything up till the 5th and 6th of February, which is ridiculous. My own grandmother, which is located out the road on the Ballinlott Road, this is the second time in as many weeks this has happened. She'd been without power. She's an insulin-dependent diabetic, and no water, no electricity and no heat in the house.
Susan, you're in the funeral business, Gaynor's funeral directors as well. Funerals have had to be delayed or disrupted because of this?
Yeah, a huge amount of funerals have been delayed, pushed back a few days. People have no power in their homes if they want to wake people at home. We had no power in the funeral home itself. The mortuaries, everything is delayed, so it's been pushed on, which is, it's a hard enough time on any family.
It's adding to their distress, isn't it?
Yeah, massively adding to the
stress. What do you want Taoiseach Micheál Martin to do as he visits here today and hears these stories?
They need to put a plan in place. They have to have an emergency plan in place. It's ridiculous that the water plants are without water. Why isn't there generators there ready to go? You know, water is a huge thing. That should be put in place. They need to bring in something to do with the trees, you know, having people cutting the trees. If you're a farmer or you have land and there's trees overhanging wires, the forest trees, there needs to be some kind of funding put in place there that people can come along and trim down their trees or cut them down.
You're worried these storms are getting worse. This could happen again.
This is the second one in a matter of many weeks. Storm Dara was bad. We had power outages and water out here as well. This is the second one, as I say, and they're only going to keep coming.
That's Susan Gaynor of the Castlereagh Town Team. Tell us, John, about the people he met at the Taoiseach now inside the DGAF facility.
The first people he met were staff and students from Castlereagh Community School, who spoke of difficulties studying for the Leaving Cert mocks and preparing college applications off school, at home, without power and internet. Then he met some families availing of kitchen facilities at the Gaff, telling them of community welfare supports that are available through the local community welfare offices and advising them of local authority helpline numbers as well, starting with Julie Malone and her young daughters Bridget, Elsie and Pearl. They're from Treen in Castlereagh, and they explained their difficult circumstances to Roscommon, Galway, Fianna Fáil TD Martin Daly and the Taoiseach Micheál Martin, as you'll hear.
We had no Wi-Fi, we had no phone service, phone service
and
is
electricity
is intermittent.
And the whole thing. So we're doing everything we possibly can.
And we're so grateful for our local community, our local councillors, our local shops, all the local businesses have pulled together and tried to...
And in fact, getting every support that's required is being given.
I know, but it's just, they need more help and we need a quicker response in times of emergency. You know, it's unacceptable at this stage, 5 days later,
But it's the nature.
Elderly people, young children.
Yeah, it is, but this is double what the last storm did in terms of cutting off power.
Yeah, we're well aware of that.
It's absolutely unprecedented.
Unfortunately, we're well aware of that.
And I mean, it's the resources are there. It's just getting it done, though. And getting it done in a safe way.
Yeah, it's very frustrating. Julie Malone from Treen in Castlereagh.
You were without power for how long?
Since the night of the storm. Still no electricity, still no water, and nothing.
Tough going at home with the kids.
3 small children at home. Yeah, one of my daughters is sick at the moment. The medicine is meant to be kept in the fridge. We don't have a fridge to keep the medicine in.
You're in tears talking to the Taoiseach.
Well, I was just frustrated. It's frustration in my voice more than anything else. You know, it's just...
It's
not good enough at this stage. It's unacceptable at this stage. It really is.
What do you make of his response? He says that the response is happening as quick as it could. The funds are there, the resources are there, but it takes time.
I think it's a prime example of rural Ireland forgotten about again. You know, just forgotten about again. This wouldn't happen anywhere else if, you know, in the bigger cities. It doesn't happen.
When have you been told your power will be back?
The 3rd of February.
I can see why you're in tears.
Yeah, well, you know, we're all frustrated at this stage, you know.
You hanging in there, guys?
Yeah.
Days off school, no?
Yeah.
At least we have each other, that's the main thing.
Well, that's true, and it is really, really difficult. Julie Malone and her family frustrated, as you'd understand, after 5 days of power outages in the Taoiseach, he was met with more of that frustration right across the town, wasn't he, John? It's fair to say.
Yes, and some from the Castlereagh area were very anxious to speak to Micheál Martin. The area has had a number of power cuts and weather difficulties in recent months, Storm Éowyn being the worst, of course. But Rachel Connolly told me she's struggling to run her business at home. She's lost her 4th freezer full of food in 12 months after this power cut. She was at the gaff to charge her phones and to try to do some work, and she had some heated exchanges with Fianna Fáil TD Martin Daly and the Taoiseach Micheál Martin, as you'll hear.
Why didn't you do something? Why didn't you have something in place before? You knew this was coming.
No, we did have everything in place.
No, you didn't. Sorry. I have no power coming until the 5th of February. The only person that prepared for this in my home and in my village is the people who live there. I have had no contact from any member of any authority of any part of the government. You need to get the door. You need to bring it up here to the Western Development Commission. You go and sit and hold the door there for 2 days. No power, no water. I'll tell you. We'll have no knee-jerk reaction then.
And you've made a point. Can I just...
I'm very, very frustrated.
I can understand fully, and I can understand the anger and all of that. But the National Coordination Emergency Group met well in advance of this storm because they knew how severe the storm was going to be.
Good.
Okay. Every single agency in the country, every local authority, filtered into that group and were asked for their plans. All of them, by the way, have standing plans. The local authority has just... You made your point. I just want to make this point. Every local authority...
I don't know if fairness, I'm the only one here, but those plans didn't work.
Every local authority... Well, sorry. Let me finish the point I'm making, right? Okay, so the ASB, everybody submitted their resilience plans to the NIC before the storm, okay? The first priority in a storm of this severity, and it was the worst storm we've had in over 50 or 60 years, is to save lives and to prevent loss of life. That's the overriding initial phase of a response and management of any storm of this severity.
And do you not understand that if we don't start getting our hydrogen... No, I'm going to say this because it's important. I'm not a politician, so I'm going to make my final point, which is that we're already, and this gentleman here is a doctor, we're already having a breakdown in hydrogen in the West, in the most civilised, one of the wealthiest countries in the world. That's not acceptable. No hand washing facilities in the house for 7 days is not acceptable. Okay? No water.
I mean, no system in the world is going to restore power to 760,000.
Susan Gaynor has a facility here set up. It's not good enough.
The Taoiseach has made the point that the people's lives are safe.
I heard everything that Taoiseach said. I don't need it repeated to me. What you need to do is listen to us. We know there was a planning committee. The planning failed. What we need is we no longer need a knee-jerk reaction. What we all need in the west of Ireland is this. It's very simple and it's very cost-effective. You need to provide us with a grant that we can all purchase a residential wind turbine and two solar panels and a battery. We can come off the grid. We don't want to be dependent. We don't want the ESB people, who, by the way, I would love you to recognise nationally for their courage, because here in the West we see how difficult and long hours they've worked. We need to get off your system. Your system is failing.
I think most people who understand the grid, actually. I think most people out there would want to stay on the grid.
Most people would like to stay on the grid, met with your system is failing. 51551 as to your view on that. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin facing criticism on the government's storm response from Castlereagh businesswoman Rachel Connolly. John Cook is still with me. Where else did the Taoiseach visit in Roscommon, John?
He met with community workers and council staff who've been responding to the storm at St. Bridget's GAA Club near Athlone as well, where they were helping people out in the community as well today. He met Family Resource Centre workers and community employment teams in Ballahadreen also, as well as the local fire services who were providing water tankers and drinking water supplies to householders who've been without any since Friday. Station Officer Micheál Frayne is also a member of Roscommon County Council, and he and his fire service colleagues were giving water to local woman Margaret Tynan as the Taoiseach arrived.
We have no electricity,
were you
no
living
water
yourself,
in this school. Okay. We have since last Thursday night.
Oh, shocking, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
We're doing everything we can to get stuff back.
And my daughter has a small child, a baby, and that, and trying to
manage.
Yeah, going to hotels, staying in hotels. And
oh, very bad now. Really, really bad. No water, no electricity, no nothing. Even the fridges, everything has been thrown out now. And we're coming into town, going to Castlereagh, going to different places to get food and that, say. You can't keep it in the house. Milk, anything like that. So it's sad.
The Taoiseach says help is coming, or the help is there. What do you say, Margaret?
Sooner the better. Sooner the better.
Can you cope for much longer without power and water?
No. Definitely not, no.
You're well used to these kind of storms around here.
Yeah, no showers, what? No nothing, all right? You know what I mean?
The Taoiseach will go back to Cabinet tomorrow, maybe come up with new plans for this new government.
So.
What do they
so.
Need to do? Because you're sick of storms like this.
We are. That's the water. They need to get a generation for water, and that's right. It. Keep the water in, that's it. And it's hard to know what to say now, tell you the truth.
You're tired, I'd say.
I am tired, yes. I'm tired driving here, driving there, and everywhere I am, yeah.
Micheál Frayne, station officer, Ballahadreen Fire Brigade. We have water here. We have two water tankers, two 9,000 litre water tankers. We've also drinking water here for people to come, and facilities for people to come in and charge their phones and that. Look, it's been a tough few days, but we're getting through it. Water is gradually coming through the system, so we'll be able to hopefully get back up and running hopefully by in the business today or tomorrow.
Your message to the Taoiseach today, what did you say to him?
I basically said what a community organisation, the best come out in community in times like this, but it's tough, and we've highlighted the issues there. You've heard ladies there coming in saying they're out of water, they're out of electricity since last Thursday night. That was made very, very clear to Taoiseach. He says everything is going to be done, and no expense will be spared. So hopefully we'll hold him to it.
And that's Ballahadreen fireman and independent councillor Micheál Frayne ending John Cook's report from Roscommon. We're hearing your points really loud and clear via John Cook's report and via text as well to 51551. Let me read one or two of them. No electricity since last Friday. Told it would be back on Wednesday. Now moved to Thursday night. An 80-year-old vulnerable woman living next door. The ESB are aware. Electricity pulled down just two houses affected in Malahide in County Dublin, says that listener. Another, no power here, 2 miles from Galway. No heat. We're pensioners. We'll have to move if this keeps up. The ESB are doing a fair job, but there isn't enough staff on the ground. Bringing in staff from abroad are welcome, but it's 5 days too late. Thanks, is that listener. Thank you very much indeed. And I think the responses, in fairness, are really fair-minded and balanced. But people now at this point, 5 days in, are really, really looking for help. And now, immediately, 51551, you can email drivetime@rte.ie. You can WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32. Back in a minute.